case you missed it the first time. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Good morning. It's Giving Tuesday. Do you have good news to start Giving Tuesday? I do.
Oh.
My good news is that my birthday present arrived yesterday. Mm-hmm. Madden NFL 20 for the PS4. Yeah.
I didn't know you played the PlayStation.
I got a
PS. Never heard you talk about this.
I got a because I had a PS3 and I like phased out of it and I got bored with it. And I was like, I want to catch up with the times. Be a hip, cool guy and get a PS4. Because everybody had like an Xbox 360. Gibbons has what, an Xbox
the
One
Xbox
or something?
Xbox One, yeah.
And Gibbons was talking about playing video games. And I was like, man, I miss playing video games. So I decided for my birthday, on Black Friday, I got a PS4 for myself. Ooh. And I got rid of the PS3. I'm donating it.
Nice.
Got rid of it. So that's my good news. It came. Madden. I'm going to go play football at home.
I had no idea this guy's a video game guy ever. Never heard you talk about this once.
Yes.
Well, I don't think he's
that's what I learned on the show again today.
There you
bought a PS4 on Black Friday.
Yep.
But I thought it was going to be a scarf or gloves.
Yeah.
Or something practical like
I
a snowblower.
I cleaned out my closet in my basement. That's my good news. Oh. And I found Guitar Hero in there. I found a Wii that a good friend gave us a couple years ago. My kids were too little.
I found a Wii,
too. A Wii Sport.
Oh, you said Wii.
No,
a weed, like W-I-I.
I totally thought you said, I got some weed that someone gave us a while ago. I swear to God, I thought you said that. I was like, wait a whoa.
That would not be stuck in the basement hidden.
I know. I'm like, what the?
We also have a Wii that I found in our closet. It was just shoved in the back.
Yeah, I got to get it out. Anyway, so I cleaned out the closet. I threw so much crap out.
Yes.
I mean, the trash man must have laughed when the canister dumped yesterday, I'm going to tell you. He was probably like, geez, what did this chick throw out? There's a baby blanket. There's a bunch of trash.
It was the trash after Thanksgiving. You weren't the only big one he had.
It was like baby stuff I hadn't even thrown away. Baby
stuff. Oh, come on, man.
I mean, it was like, come on.
It wasn't the only big load the trash guy took. That sounded weird. Gibbons, what's your good news?
My good news is that our Milwaukee Bucks are on fire.
Hell yeah, they are.
They've won 12 in a row. They've won the last two games by like 40-plus points each game. They're just setting the league ablaze,
they've
man.
Had 44 or 40-some games with over 100 points, which is incredible.
Crushing the league, man.
It's insane. Good
Hell
news.
Yeah.
Good news.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, Rewind.
This happened yesterday right after we got off the air at 10 o'clock. Waukesha South High School went on lockdown because of a shooting. Now, they have these drills in schools now, but this was not a drill
all the
at
time,
all.
Yeah.
So when they heard what happened, I was like, what? What is going on? It's a 17-year-old kid. They get reports that he has a weapon. So there's an officer that approaches him about having a weapon. And he says, do you have a gun? He says, no. And he reaches toward his waistband and he pulls out a gun. And he has one, points it at the officer. Officer tells him to drop it. Kid doesn't drop it. The officer fires at the kid, shoots him. He's injured. He's the only person injured in this whole thing. But regardless, they had to evacuate, put the whole school on lockdown because of this one kid.
Did they put North on lockdown too? Waukesha North?
Yeah.
I read that because there's South and North in Waukesha.
And then yesterday they also had an incident at Grafton that they said they have increased police presence at Grafton today because of a threat yesterday. Last week, Greenfield closed because of a shooting threat. Like they
I
have
feel
to take,
like I get
they have to take
these
all these
notifications all the time about there's a gun in a school in Milwaukee, and then you know we find out it was one kid. Thank God.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
that we want any guns in the school, but you know I'm just glad nobody else got hurt.
Yeah.
Sad all around, though. I mean,
but remember when I walked into Owen's school and they had it on lockdown and they were doing a drill?
That's right.
Remember that?
Yep.
Yes.
I had a doctor appointment. I walked in at like 9 a.m. to pick him up. Which is a weird time to go back and get your kid when they just started school 30 minutes ago. I get it.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, they're in the middle of a lockdown drill. Like police were in there. It was just a drill.
Yeah.
And they had the police in there and everything. I was like, this is crazy.
They had one of those drills at my girlfriend's daughter's school last week too. An intruder drill.
They do it all the time.
Yeah.
But I just had never walked in on one.
Yeah.
That was what was playing so weird about it.
And now playing the role of the intruder, Allie Faith, ladies and gentlemen.
I just need my kid.
So they said the kid's in custody, obviously, because he's at the hospital. He's in stable condition after being shot. So they'll obviously take legal action. But yeah, that's what happened yesterday.
Yeah.
Heavy day.
Heavy day yesterday.
Yeah. Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, Rewind.
Hi.
Hi.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so Drake, you know, unfollows people when he's not feeling them. That's the way you tell someone you don't like them anymore or you don't want to be friends with them anymore.
Uh-huh.
That is the 2019 way.
Yeah.
Let's be real. And so now Diplo said he just learned he's fighting with Drake and he didn't know why because he got unfollowed. Now, that's a bunch of nonsense, though, because I dug and we all know why Drake unfollowed him. This is crazy. I'm starting to wonder if Diplo's a problem with other celebrities because he's also the one who live streamed Joe Jonas's secret wedding, remember?
Oh, yeah.
He was the one, which is totally rude.
Yeah.
So that was like a first kind of something. He's not going to have friends around if he's doing that.
Yeah.
But now they're saying that it actually had to do with the fact that he had tweeted a joke about Drake's 2-year-old son at some point because Diplo was like, I don't know why he unfollowed me. I don't know why we're not friends. So I went back and looked and it had to be this one tweet that I deleted making fun of his kid. I'm like, how do you not remember putting a tweet making fun of somebody's kid?
And how
so
do you
strange.
Know? Right, oh, it must have been this one tweet 2 years ago. You immediately know what it was, but
it was a joke about the 2-year-old joining some boy band from like, you know, another. Yes.
Sounds very petty.
Don't know, don't care. Okay?
Yeah.
He said, I can't remember what it was, but it was super funny. And he said that, you know, he just thought, oh, we both have kids. We both work in the music industry. I miss him. We both used to hang out in Vegas. So he said, come back, dude. I miss us. I miss us. But
aww.
I don't think Drake's coming back. I think when you kids is
once you bring kids into it, that's a line you
well,
don't
that's
cross.
Where parents go, right. You're dead to me.
Uh-huh.
Like, honest to God.
Diplo. A random person to be feuding with.
More like Dumbo.
That's what I mean.
Random.
Random, but that's what I'm saying. Like, he's the one that gave us Joe Jonas's secret wedding. Like, I kind of appreciate him in that sense.
Yeah.
He's almost like one of us.
You know, there's a TV show about Diplo called What Would Diplo Do? Where James Vanderbeek played
on
Diplo.
On what network?
I was on Viceland.
What do you mean? He wasn't
was
even himself?
No.
What?
James Vanderbeek played Diplo on a TV show on Viceland.
So it was
Look
scripted?
It up. Yes, it was scripted. It was a comedy. I say that with air quotes, comedy. I remember coming across it being like, what would Diplo do? And I was like, huh?
Who cares?
A show? I don't care what Diplo would do. Why?
Oh,
that's
my
why
God.
Was,
who
exactly.
Such a
dumb
hell
idea.
That's why there was
hey.
Only 5 episodes and it shut down in 2017. Goodbye.
What the?
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Allow us to sit back and sip our tea and listen to what the hell your brother did.
Listen, I challenge anyone to come up with something you did that was worse that got you fired because my little brother...
I'm glad I don't have these stories about how I've gotten fired.
Right?
It's not achievements in life you want.
There, in a Walmart in Deptford, New Jersey, there is millions of dollars worth of viral video based on what my little brother did. So he's working, doing...
He's how old?
He's 22 years old, my little brother, right?
Lives how long in is Philly.
He, yeah. How long has he held this job, by the way? How long has he worked there?
He's had this job at Walmart for 2 weeks. Okay.
Oh.
2 weeks, you know, seasonal work.
Yeah. So he's literally just got the paperwork done.
Okay.
And
yep.
He's been trained and he's just starting.
Yeah.
And my little brother is not the most mechanical guy ever. Just like I'm not the most mechanical guy ever. We're just not
what
mechanics.
Do you mean mechanical.
Like
oh,
screwing
the Gibbonses
are not stuff
put
together.
Things together.
Yes.
Yeah, the Gibbonses are not handy.
No.
Not known for being
Mama
handy.
Mama G is very. The kids are not.
Right.
The irony.
So my little brother at Walmart gets put in charge of putting together pallets of home glassware. So he puts together these giant wooden pallets, right, with all this glass stuff on top.
God.
And then he shrink wraps it all.
Mm-hmm.
Then he puts another pallet on top of that, more
yeah.
glass on top of that,
uh-huh.
and shrink wraps all of that.
Yeah.
And his final task is to use a forklift to lift the stuff up and move it over and put it down. Oh, God. He puts the forklift thing in there. He lifts it up about an inch off the ground. It wobbles. It shakes. It
oh,
wobbles.
God.
It shakes. And both pallets fall over.
Of
and
glassware.
This, of expensive glassware.
And well, what's Walmart?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Let's not get crazy. Okay, but hold on.
Walmart expensive
they
glassware.
They have the guy using a forklift and he doesn't know how to use a forklift?
Yep.
Why did they let him use?
Fault.
Yeah, that is definitely their fault.
Because
you have to go through classes to be able to drive one of those forklifts. You can't just walk
no.
in and operate one of those things.
No.
There's different levers and valves and shifts and things.
So,
oh no, was he not supposed to be on the forklift?
I don't know, but he went to his boss and was like, "Boss, did you hear all that stuff that just fell? That was me." And the boss was like, "GTFO and don't come back.
You're fired."
And we're keeping your check. Cause...
And we're. And then the kid had the balls to call and go. Are you guys going to give me my paycheck? And
what?
They're like, no, dude. In fact,
no.
You owe us like $5,000, you dummy. Oh, I felt like a terrible brother for laughing at it, but it's just so damn funny.
So then what's he now? He's just got no job?
Got no job. The kid has
Where
had
did
like...
he work before Walmart?
Well, he was working doing security with Mama G.
Your little brother.
Yes,
oh,
my little
now
brother.
She's gone.
But when Mama G moved and my little brother had 3 no-call, no-shows at work. And
so wait, is your little brother going to fall apart now that your mom has moved here?
Of course.
Probably.
Somebody was... He got to this awful point in his life because somebody was doing everything doing for him.
He's been
like,
babied
forever.
Can we just
keep it real?
Yeah.
You don't
yeah.
get to 22 and get fired in 2 weeks unless you're unable to take care of anything. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
So maybe we'll hear next week about a job at Chick-fil-A and he gets fired from there somehow yeah. by spilling a bunch of chicken sandwiches.
Can only imagine, my friend. It's a train wreck, but it just keeps on rolling. God bless him.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so Lizzo getting people talking, which is nothing new because that's what she does on social. And it's funny, we were talking about this off the air because just a couple weeks ago I said, you know, I love Lizzo, but enough with the nudity. Like, I know that makes me sound like a prude, but I don't mind her posting how I think she is awesome with her body and her body image. She's like, check
sure.
me out.
Yeah.
I'm sexy.
Body
I'm
positivity, yes.
Love that. But it's every day, multiple times, and it gets exhausting. I'm like, there's got to be something else going on in your life besides you naked on a couch, which is essentially what set people off, was I think they've just had enough of it.
Bro.
She posted this butt naked on a couch. She's like, you can't, she's got her hair blocking things, but it's like, okay, I get it. You're proud of your body. Props, girl.
Yes.
Keep it going. But is anything else happening in your life? Anything?
Lizzo, you have other talents other than your body.
She
has an amazing
talented.
Voice. She's
so
a great rapper.
Talented.
She's a great songwriter. She's a great producer too. I'm
yeah.
sure. She has so many other amazing qualities.
Uh-huh.
And I saw too much of it, Allie. You
she's
mentioned
trying
it
to
a
get attention using that, and she doesn't need it because she's so talented.
I
yeah.
unfollowed Lizzo Be Eating. It was too much for me, and I've unfollowed other people that post a bunch of naked stuff. It's not just Lizzo. I've been like, I don't want to
nonstop all the time
yes.
when there's other stuff going on.
And
it's like, come on.
And I've unfollowed that on my Instagram. I'm like, I just don't want to see
Kim
that.
Even Kim Kardashian doesn't put all the nudity. I mean, it's like,
bro. Okay, I thought Allie was maybe exaggerating a little bit. I just went on Lizzo's Instagram.
Did you look at it?
It's her butt ass naked on a couch, crawling towards the camera seductively
all the time.
After another video of her butt ass naked on a
all
couch
the
looking
time.
To.
All the time. Like, it gets yes. exhausting. You're like, okay, I'm not in your bedroom. Like,
oh.
But I sure know what it would be like if I was.
I mean, for real. You're giving me the eyes and you're calling towards
so
me and you're naked.
She's
I
getting
mean,
mixed reactions. Yeah. She got people who were like, enough already. And then she's getting people who are like, let her live, let her enjoy, you know, having a positive body image. So
she's the kind of person
I don't know what
that,
to think of it at this point.
She's the kind of person that you say, no, stop doing that so much. And she's just going to feed into it and do more of it.
She does it more than. She
uh-huh.
goes, don't yep. tell me not to do it. And so you can text it to 7 1037.
What bugs you about it? Does this bother you, huh? Is this what you don't
because
like, huh?
I don't want
huh?
it to sound like I'm being uptight or a prude and going, don't
well,
post about your... No, no. And my argument on that is that it's nonstop all the time. Like,
right.
I get it. Like, you go, girl, but I get it.
Yeah.
Like, what
I mean,
else
bro,
is happening?
Her her last five posts are her ass naked. I mean...
Okay,
right.
See,
and then
my point...
Another person will say it's her Instagram. She can do what she wants with
she
it. Well,
can,
fine. And I can unfollow
it. She can lose followers.
Yeah,
and that's
exactly.
why I unfollowed it. So that's the capitalism on Instagram.
Because when I think of Lizzo, I just think about how much I love her music and how talented she is.
Yeah.
And the body image stuff is a bonus. I don't need that. That's not the highlight of her to me.
I could see
and
her,
I don't want
like,
her to get caught up in that thought.
Yeah. Like out in the club, but dressed provocatively out in the club, popping
fine.
Bottles. She's there doing her thing. That's
okay,
cool.
Yes.
Fine.
But you're on the porn casting couch, seductively
Put
sucking your thumb. Looking at me naked. I mean, Jesus.
Putting your pictures, your half-naked pickup once every 2 weeks wouldn't even bother me.
Uh-huh.
It's the every day, seven times a day. I can't take it anymore.
Dial it back.
I never thought I would say this.
This is like
too
when
much
if
nudity.
I posted about my kids seven times a day, you'd be like, enough with the kids.
Jesus.
Like, it's almost just the point of enough.
Put some cat pictures up every once in a while, maybe. Something else.
We're
like
asking
regular.
For cat,
some
pics.
Cat pictures.
Please. Come on.
Get a pet.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Oh my goodness. The hell is going on with Pottery Guy now? This is technically a not Tinder Tuesday because you're still with the dude. Kind of.
I guess.
Technically, yes.
I don't know. You started this by saying he started a huge fight on Thanksgiving with your family while you were in New York with your family.
He wasn't even there.
Exactly. So what the hell's going on?
And you've mentioned on several occasions that your mom, quote, mic dropped him.
My mom mic dropped him.
What does that mean?
This is hysterical because my mom's like the quietest, sweetest woman ever.
Yeah, what the hell, dude?
Most of the time.
Yeah.
My dad's the crazy one. That's where I got it. Listen, here's the deal.
That's where you got it.
We were sitting uh-huh. around playing a game on Thanksgiving weekend at my sister's house in New York.
What game?
Blocus. You ever heard of it? I never heard of it in
Blocus?
My life.
With the blocks? That game?
No, they were calling it Blokus. Is it Blokus?
I don't know.
It's
could be
Blokus, Gibbon.
Okay. We have the little tiles. Look like Tetris tiles.
It's a mind puzzle game. Uh-huh. It's fun. We were playing this game.
Nice family fun, yeah.
And so my sister says, what's up with the dude? Because she doesn't know anything about him.
Unsolicited? Out of nowhere?
Yeah, well, it's just this adult.
Oh, okay, just talking.
And I said, I was kind of just giving her the down low. And fine. And out of nowhere, my mother says... Well, did he send any pots for your sister? Like he did when he sent pots for me?
Oh, no! Ooh. Oh, no!
And I was like, oh, my God. Because remember, I went to visit my parents in Florida, and he said, take your mom a pot that I made. Like, he made a pot because he does pottery. And I said, I'm not taking my mom a pot. That's weird. And he said, no, if she listens to the show, which she does online or on our app, she knows we're getting it on. He said, I'm uncomfortable. Send her a pot. So I took my mom a pot at the time, and then he did it again. When they came to visit, he gave her another one.
Oh. Yeah.
And I was like, okay. So then my mom says he didn't send anything for your sister.
Oh my God.
And I just started cracking up. I go, Mom, that is hysterical. And no, he did not.
Bro,
so I started laughing.
I swear to God, I chills.
And then,
oh, there's more.
And then my sister goes, "What do you mean a pot?" Because she has no idea that he sent my mom pots. Because she knows nothing about the guy. I barely talk to her.
Yeah.
She's my sister, who works all the time and has kids. I said he sent mom a pot, and she's wondering now why he didn't send one to your house when I came to visit you. So I told him. I said, "My mom busted you out."
Okay, your mom had the mic drop in that moment, but a texter has the mic drop. In this moment.
Oh, what is it?
Damn, pottery guy needs to get right or get left, if you know what I'm saying.
Okay,
pottery guy.
So he brought the pots for your mom when you guys were a quote together, right? Mm-hmm. When you were an item. This was before you broke up.
Fine.
And now you've gotten back.
We're not seeing anybody else. I thought it was hysterical. And I said, why didn't you send Jenny a pot? My sister Jenny. That's the one I went to visit.
Yeah.
I thought it was so
what
funny,
was his answer? What did he say?
She doesn't listen to the show.
She doesn't matter unless she listens to the show. Dude, stop!
I agree.
Stop! I'm yelling at the microphone.
Right?
Just stop!
Yeah, sounds bad.
He's digging a hole,
he's
making it deeper.
Yeah. And then he's implying, well, she doesn't hear about our tryst. So he did that for my mom to try because he felt bad because my mom heard about. And
stop!
So, you know, my mom stop talking. So you know what my mom said? Because I told her that response. She goes, what did he say about the pot? My mom asked me.
Yeah.
I said, he said, Jenny doesn't listen to the show, so it's irrelevant. And my other sister on the group text goes, I don't know what that means. And I said, it means he thinks because Jenny hasn't heard me talking about us getting it on that he doesn't have to send her a pot because he's not worried about it.
What does that have to do with anything?
Yeah.
That was the whole point of giving it to my mom was he felt bad because she's listening to me talk about this. It's her daughter.
I thought he was going to get on her good side, you know? I thought he was going to be a nice, kind guy.
You would think.
Well, apparently not.
He better be in his garage next to his kiln right now, fashioning in several pots for your entire family and their children and their next of kin.
While renting a U-Haul.
Yes,
exactly. While renting a U-Haul to pack all that stuff up and drive it to New York and hand deliver it like Santa Claus himself.
Yes. My mom is the nicest. Can you believe she said that?
Oh my God.
He didn't send your sister a pot?
Jesus, pottery guy.
Nance, you pot stirring bee. Literally. You literal pot stirring bee.
Literally stirring the pot. That's right.
Oh, here's my
Nancy,
God.
Nancy stirring, stirring, stirring.
Dude, you get that from her, too, don't you?
Oh, yep. My God.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. Oh, I'm a little upset. And I need to know if I did the right thing or the wrong thing in this situation. What? You can text to 71037 or call 414-799-1037. So there's an ongoing problem in our building of things people don't like to pick up after themselves.
The work building, the radio
work
station
building,
here. Okay.
The radio station building, this office.
Yes.
Where we work, all right? And I'm sure it's not just our office. I'm sure it's other offices around the city. Maybe this happens where you work. People just leaving their crap out everywhere. I went into the kitchen yesterday morning when I got back from a long weekend, and there's just dishes piled up in the sink.
It's getting triggered by the dumb stuff at work.
Well, I know, but there's always an issue with our big boss in the corner. He didn't like when people leave their dishes
out,
right?
And neither do you.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't like.
Well,
this would never bother me at work in a million years.
Exactly. And it doesn't, because I don't contribute to it. So for the longest time, I've been like, I don't do it. I don't contribute to it. Not my problem. I just turn a blind eye to it. I use my own dish.
Yeah.
I clean my own dish when I bring it in.
Yeah.
And I clean up after myself.
I'm saying
myself.
It's about how you live your life. I'm saying I will put my cup in the sink if the dishwasher is clean. I don't have time to unload our dishwasher at work.
Right.
And I walk off. And so I contribute and I don't feel bad. That's my point.
Uh-huh.
It's all about how you live your life at home. If you're a person that always has to have the sink empty at home, like Riggs probably, that's going to trigger you at work.
Whereas
I got so many dirty dishes in my sink, I don't know.
But I walked
damn.
In Monday morning to this huge pile of dirty dishes and like stuff that wasn't even rinsed out. And I was like, who just leaves something there? Just assuming somebody else
the
will clean it up.
Guys from the weekend who were working who don't care about dishes.
Exactly.
Yep.
But it happens all the time, and me just sitting here bitching about it. Blindly, I'm contributing to the problem. So I cleaned up the dishes and I put them all in the dishwasher. It took 3 minutes of my time. Was I enabling the situation or should I just continue to ignore it? That's where my question came in, Kim, because it was like a personal thing. I go, who leaves their stuff out? This is just a mess.
I got it.
I'm going to clean it up, because if I don't clean it up, then I'm contributing to the problem.
You're not enabling.
But if I do clean it up, then I am enabling, because somebody else just like,
but
someone
I'm
going to
tell you
problem.
Why you're not enabling.
Why?
Because
why?
I'm not going to clean it up whether you clean it up or not. That's my point. It's not going to change. So you would be enabling it, you know, if I was then forced to clean up my dish from that day.
Right.
Then, because you didn't clean it, that would be enabling.
Okay.
True.
Nothing's going to change. That's my point.
So I should just leave it next time?
Not if it bugs you. Do your thing, man.
Sure, if
I'm
it bugs you, yeah.
It. I'm not cleaning everyone's dishes.
Because it does bother me that people can't pick up after themselves in like a workplace that people just assume someone else picks up. Like a cleaning person will get it.
Maybe.
Someone else from the office.
Well,
because we have two office guys that do the dishes every single morning.
They
Is that
do.
Part of their job?
Yeah, actually. Oh. They've made it part of their job.
Yeah.
Because nobody knows whose responsibility it is to unload and reload.
Yeah.
It's been a long while since a passive-aggressive note was placed in our kitchen.
We should
kitchen.
Ask the and guy who does it every... We should have brought him in here and asked him how he feels about it.
Yes.
Why didn't we bring Alex in?
I didn't even think of that.
Alex and Andy, both of them do it. I know
both of them Andy doesn't do anything around here. Don't bring up Spitzer.
Hey.
Oh, and now we're bringing in inter-office fights.
Oh, Andy
oh,
Spitzer.
Man.
Yeah. That's an off-air argument that Allie has with one of our coworkers,
He's my nemesis
Andy.
In the building.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Damn people named
Andy's
Andy.
Joke is
Damn
that Alex...
Damn people named Andy.
Oh, God.
See?
Triggering
you. Trigger!
Oh, God, I'm pressing
I'm
pressing
the button.
Oh, God.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
What's up?
Damn it, I'm thinking about it.
You're sweating.
I'm thinking about
sweating
it now.
Are you sweating about dishes in the sink?
Come on, Riggs. You were...
It's not about the dishes, man. It's about my damn shirts. I've been wearing the wrong shirts.
No. It's about your deodorant.
I don't think it's about my deodorant.
Then we need to get you the... What's the business that you can literally... They can stop your sweat glands.
Oh, the Botox. They give
it's
you like Botox
in your
arm.
And it's supposed to stop your sweating if you have sweat issues.
Well, the homeboy needs it, man.
Riggs. That's a thing. It's like a thing people do
I know
now.
It is. I should maybe do that. Should I get Botox in my armpits?
We got a client that does it.
Okay.
I feel
okay.
like I'm sweating. I've had sweating problems for a while, and I thought the problem was polyester shirts.
And I
well,
was
that's another problem in itself.
Well, listen.
It's got nothing to do with the sweating.
Right.
Off the air, Riggs and I were talking about his polyester shirts.
Yeah.
And he was saying that his sweating issue that has been going on for literally years has finally done. But that was 40 minutes ago, and now your pits are sweaty as hell.
Well, first of all, the air's not even all the way turned down. It's halfway to heat.
There's a hell to the not right there.
Bro. God bless.
Good push.
Yeah, I had to come out.
Okay. So, turn the air down a little.
Yeah, you know. Yeah,
thank you. Thank you very much. That's turn the air down a little bit. Yeah, that feels nicer. Nice. But also, I'm thinking about it more, which makes me sweat more because thinking about it just adds to it.
100%.
And the anxiety in my head is like, oh, keep going with it. Now I'm sweating because I'm thinking about sweating and it's making it worse.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, brain. Appreciate it, brain.
Man.
I had a hell of a day shopping yesterday.
Oh, really?
Because Cyber Monday, you know, they try to get you in the store with crazy deals. So I was in.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Kohl's, here I come, baby. And let me tell you something. I was loving the 20% off your entire purchase coupon I found online. Thank you.
Nice.
It was giving me all the feels.
Hell yeah.
Until I got rung up and I saved $258 on my receipt.
Yes.
That's how much I saved. You know, at the bottom it goes, you saved.
Oh, yeah.
That's
and
a hell to the
I
yes.
I only spent like $100. I saved $258. However, as I'm walking out of the store, beep, beep, And I'm like, ah, damn. So I turn around. The chick's like, just dump it all out. There's clearly a sensor on there. So I dump out my like 12 items that I got for like nothing. And I'm like, oh, here it is. It's on a Lauren Conrad shirt that you didn't, that you missed on clearance.
Oh, there you go.
So she goes, oh, I never miss those. Takes it off and I leave. I get home. You ready for this?
Oh, no.
There was another one still on another piece of clothing that didn't make the thing go off.
Those are the worst.
So now you're doubly screwed.
I gotta go back to Kohl's now and get it, the second one taken off. As the woman said to me, I never miss these things. Two.
Hey.
Two. And why didn't the one go off when I walked by the sensor?
What the
what
hell?
What was that about?
I have a friend that had one of those on a white dress shirt. A white dress shirt that tried to take it off on his own.
No.
Don't you ever do that.
He thought, surely I can get it off with some pliers, pairs
typical
of pliers.
Man, you idiot.
So he tries to pry him, of course, ink all over the place.
That's why they... Even if you don't have ink, you'd rip the shirt. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, let's say you did. It didn't have ink inside
of it. No, it started leaking ink all over the shirt.
Idiots,
ruined
men.
His shirt. Yeah, he was dumb. You got a hell to the no? You can always text it to 71037. We will read those, or we can talk if you want
to. Can someone take me back to Kohl's in a few minutes?
Yes. Take the tags off. 71037, you can text us. Like somebody said, Allie, someone said, the same thing happened to me with a security tag this weekend at the children's place on a pair of 12 to 18 month old sized pants.
Oh. Which is so little.
The security tag was as big as the pants and it was still forgotten.
Come on, man.
Granted, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. They're probably busy this weekend with heavy shopping.
The crazy part of my story is that I set off the sensor. They took off the sensor, and I still got back through with another sensor still on another piece of clothing. I don't even know how that happened.
Come on, man.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
A little bit.
That's the crazy part of my story.
Yeah, that's right. 799-1037. What's your name?
This is Ashley.
You got a hell to the gnaw?
I got two of them.
Oh, God. What happened?
It's a bad Tuesday in her world.
what happened?
So, the Saturday before Thanksgiving, the heat went out in my building. The whole heat. Like, everybody's in it.
Oh, no.
So, then Wednesday, I get space heaters, try plugging that up. It blows out all my outlets in my kitchen. So for 4 days, I have no fridge to use and no stove.
Oh. That's where all your food is, man.
Yeah.
So when did they fix it? The landlord?
Yesterday.
Oh.
A week?
Yeah.
Is there someone she can report that to? Can't be. Is that even?
Are they going to reimburse you for all the food that probably went bad?
No.
No?
Oh, come on.
No.
Hell oh, man.
To the no.
I'd be calling one of those legal guys.
Yeah.
Seriously.
That's unreal.
I don't know what David Gruber does, if he does that kind of law, but I'd maybe make him one call for that guy. I don't know.
Oh, that's okay. I'm going to try and move soon.
Oh, there you go.
I'm going to move.
Yeah.
I'm moving. That's one way to solve it.
There you go.
Uh-huh.
Hey, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
We'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye. So many people are texting in about having security tags left on things.
Oh my, so I'm not the only
one.
This is an epidemic, and I will take it on. Thank you very much.
So when I purchased earbuds, giant sensor, it was missed. So maybe this is two of those in retail. Double and triple check those damn sensors.
Come on, man.
We don't want to come back.
Now I got to check my own bag?
Yes.
How did this happen?
It's part of the process.
Oh,
or they should discount you for doing that part of the job.
Yeah, fine.
Yeah, right?
It's 103.7 KISS FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
I learned something on the show this morning, show number 799. Something about Gibbons.
Yeah.
That the apples do not fall far from the tree and the screw ups in the Gibbons family.
It's true.
His brother was fired from his job at Walmart whilst operating a forklift.
After 2 weeks working there.
After 2 weeks on the job, not having any knowledge. Has your brother ever driven a forklift before,
He's
by the way?
He's never driven a car, a forklift that he can barely ride a bike. I mean, come on.
And destroyed some high quality plates. Now, this was Walmart, so we don't know how much the high quality plates cost, but a big pallet of dishes. Two of them. Two big pallets of dishes have to be thousands of dollars. And then he had the audacity to ask if he could have his paycheck. And they were like, no.
Yeah.
How does he have any references? He can't. He can't possibly have
references. If anything, you owe us money, bro.
Can I add a little bit onto the top of this whole
case? Go ahead, please.
He called Mama G and was like pouring his heart out to her about how he felt so bad about it. And I'm such a jerk. I'm on the TV on YouTube showing videos to my mom of people driving forklifts and dropping things. And my mom's cracking up
at
those videos.
There's probably a whole hashtag like
so
forklift
many.
Accidents or something. Yeah. There's a whole account probably.
And my little brother goes, Mom, I don't think this is that funny.
So that's what I learned on the show this morning. Allie, what did you learn on the show this morning?
I learned that Riggs basically says he hates it that people don't put their dishes in the dishwasher in the kitchen. He feels like he's enabling them because he goes in and puts them in behind. Even though we have a guy who it is his job every morning to unload and load the dishwasher,
yeah.
It is being assigned to him as his gig, okay?
Yeah.
So I walked into the kitchen, set my dishes in the sink, didn't even rinse them, dirty caked on.
Triggered.
And I waited for Riggs to get mad, and he didn't even notice.
In
so
defense,
I think he's a liar. That's
in
what
your
I
defense,
learned today.
In my defense, I was on Instagram. I wasn't paying attention to her. So.
And mind you, while you're telling this story, he's scrubbing his laptop. I don't know, there's something on his laptop that he's scrubbing down.
I'm also worried about the dirt going on over here, yeah. I'm a neat freak. I'm sorry. Not sorry.
But I'm the one who has 9 dishes in my sink and doesn't give a damn.
It was 2 dishes.
You know what? I'm going to take it up a notch.
Oh, God.
I'm the person who has a dishwasher that has been unloaded with dirty stuff in it, and I will still throw dirty dishes in the sink instead of putting it in the dishwasher.
Oh, you're terrible.
I will up you one, my
man. You know
what?
I'll bet you're the person that will have a clean dishwasher and have one dish that needs to be washed and go, you know what? I'll just wash them all again.
Exactly.
And you're right again. That's nice.
Oh,
I applaud you for that.
Yep.
That's laziness, and I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I love that about you. Gibbons, what'd you learn on the show this morning?
I learned that while Pottery Guy was not with Allie's family on Thanksgiving in New York, he was the talk of Allie's family's Thanksgiving in New York, and rightfully so, because Mama Faith put him on blast. What did he say about Pottery Guy?
He didn't send your sister a pot like he sent me one when you came to visit me. I said, he sure didn't send anything for her.
Mm-hmm.
Not at all. He's very concerned about impressing my family, as you can tell.
Yeah.
And what's the reasoning why he didn't send
her? He said, your sister doesn't listen to the show.
So she doesn't matter.
She doesn't know I exist. Why do I have to give her a pot?
She doesn't know we're having sex. Yes, she knows.
Come on, Pottery Guy. Don't be stupid, you moron. Crikey. I mean,
she doesn't matter. She doesn't listen to the show.
You can catch up with the show on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Unless you're Allie's sister, who never listens.
It's all about the show, right?
Never listens. It is about the show.
Jeez. My showmance.
Ooh. That just gave it a new name.
There you go. Your showmance. Oh, you would do it for the gram, too.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.